In the name of God, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Hello everyone and welcome to your program, Horizon Magazine again. This is your host, Yasser Maki, at your service. So today in this program, we'll be talking about the fact of how to be happy. Stay with us. Well, as I told you earlier, in this program, we're going to be talking about the fact of how to be happy. You know, we've got a lot of criteria. One of them is that you have to try to deal with, the problems that you have in your life. And secondly, the most important one in my idea, is try to learn how not to deal with the past. Because as you possibly know, any one of us, every one of us, of course, in the past, had difficulties and problems in life that we dealt with in the past. Right now we're in the present. If you try to think about past again, so you're gonna be left out. You're gonna lose a lot of energy and a lot of time, or a lot of negative signals will come to you as a matter of fact. Because, you know, just trying to repeat what we had in the past or what we didn't have, for example, what we got, what we didn't get, for example, so they're not good. Because, you know, past is past, and right now you have to just focus and put a lot of concentration on present. So do it, and you're going to appreciate the changes that you're going to receive, of course. So try to do some things in order to be happy. One of them is try to write down and try to remember the names of 3 or 4 people every day in your life. Give them just some calls. Telephone them and try to ask for their health and see whether or not they're okay or not. The second thing you can do is to keep your promises. Because why? Because when you keep your promise, as a matter of fact, you're showing respect to people. When you show respect to people, people will respect you back, and you're gonna enjoy that a lot. The second thing is be the one to say hello in any circumstance that you are. The fourth thing you can do in my idea is to say, for example, hello to the sun. Why not? Be the one to look up in the sky and say hello to the sun, and of course to the God. Stay with us.
The 11th edition of Bismillah International Festival kicked off at Niavaran Cultural Complex in the Iranian capital city of Tehran. The festival, which was hosting various Quranic artworks created by Iranian and foreign artists, has started its work during an opening ceremony held on July 11th. Iran's former Minister of Culture and Islamic Guidance, Mohammad Husseini, and a number of prominent artists attended the gala. Over 4,700 works created by international artists enter this edition of the festival. Turkey, Pakistan, Afghanistan, Denmark, and Tunisia were among the participating countries. Bismillah is the Arabic word which is used as the collective name of the phrase Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, meaning in the name of God, the compassionate, the merciful.
The 11th International Festival of Bismillah was held in Tehran by showcasing works of young artists to make proper grounds for cultural communications and to exchange experiences in artistic fields among Islamic communities and other monotheistic religions, and to create a ground for artists from all across the globe to take part in Quranic competitions and present their works as well as to reinforce and praise creative efforts by artists in different spiritual fields, recognized top works and sent them to international artistic circles and create fertile grounds for participation of renowned contemporary Iranian masters in the fields of calligraphy and graphics. This edition of the exhibition was held in two sections of public and honorary exhibits. The public section included works which were picked by an international jury. The honorary section was about veteran masters of calligraphy and calligraphy painting themed the holy verse of In the Name of God and short supplications and prayers. About 135 works out of a total of 4,375 works found their way to the competition section, and 22 works out of the 135 works were voted for by the jury as top works. This year, the festival is entitled The Practice of Bismillah and includes works for the competition section and works for the veteran masters section. Simultaneous with unveiling the exhibition book, the top artists will be awarded. The works chosen for this edition were from 16 countries and the majority of them were from Iran. Five works also participated in the competition section after a vote by the jury. About 14 works were in the international section from Tunisia, Bangladesh, the United Arab Emirates, and Denmark. The works in the 11th Festival of Bismillah were the same works showcased in the veteran section as an exposition, and the revenues generated from the sale of these works will be spent on children inflicted with cancer. Many artists welcomed the move.
I was just thinking about two important things. Of course, two important issues ran into my mind. One of them was the fact of opportunity and having different, a lot of, and a copious number of opportunities in life. And the second thing was that we have attitudes and we take different kind of attitudes in life. So let me tell you about experience that I have about opportunity. You know, in life, you're not gonna be given a lot of opportunities. Some people, you know, have the wrong idea of thinking about the fact that God is going to give them, you know, different, you know, and several kind of opportunities. It's not true at all. So opportunity is going to be given to you, but not a lot of it. So try to grab the opportunities to the best of your ability and try to change, you know, the opportunities to the better. Because, you know, you cannot change the world, of course. The world is out there, is already there, and we cannot do anything about it. But the only thing we can do is to make different changes to the opportunities that come up in life. The second thing, which was the most important, was the attitude that I told you about. Try to change your attitude in life. Do not have negative signals and negative attitudes in life. Be positive. Why not? You know, this is so easy to think positively. As you possibly remember about, you know, Prophet Muhammad, for example, or Imam Ali alayhi salam, they were all positive and they just thought positively. Try to change your attitude to the better. Think that all people are good. Forget about the fact that sometimes some people are bad. You just have to look at them as good. Do these kind of things and you're gonna just appreciate the changes that you're gonna receive in your life. And I can guarantee that. Stay with us.